Group intimacy. Nguyen's role stacks is in itself a prompt. It proposes a framework of group intimacy as one way to dismantle the concept of cultural appropriation, intimacy replacing the centrality of property in that debate. Many accounts of intimacy in academia are constructed around privacy and publicness, but Nguyen's role foregrounds those aspects of intimacy that are most interesting to me, the relational aspects. Open quotation. Her, open brackets, Ines, close brackets, account is intended to explain interpersonal intimacy, but we suggest that it points to a promising way to understanding group intimacy. For Ines, what makes an act intimate is that it expresses an agent's loving, liking, or caring for another person, and thereby has special meaning and value for the agent. We propose that in the case of larger groups, what makes a practice intimate is that it functions to embody or promote a sense of common identity and group connection among participants in the practice, and thereby renders it meaningful and valuable to those participants. Close quotation, the Nguyen and Stroll 2019, page 12. Once we move away from property and into relationality, ideas of care, affection, and maintenance gain in importance. If the process of how we use stuff, including ideas and the expression of those ideas by others, is concerned with if and how we are extracting or contributing, who are we inconveniencing? How are we contributing to our communities or despoiling them? How are we inconvenienced? And if those effects are constantly negotiated and reconsidered, then how does a license facilitate or obscures our relation to those inconveniences and to others? Begin quotation. But crucially, the intimacy account does not yield objective determinations about who can participate in an intimate practice. Intimacy is flexible. Relations of intimacy can be extended. Outsiders can be granted temporary or long-term insider status. Insiders can be exiled, and boundaries can be redrawn. Furthermore, notice the order of operations with intimacy. It is not the case that a relationship is first established as intimate, and only then can the participants in the relationship engage in intimate acts. Engaging in intimate acts is what constitutes an intimate relationship. Intimate groups can sometimes self-constitute through intimate practices. They can come into existence as a result of self-identification, valuation, and mutual engagement through intimate practices. T. Nguyen and Stroll, 2019, page 16. And this prompt refers to cultural appropriation and the intimacy of groups by C. T. Nguyen and Matthew Stroll, published in Philosophical Studies 176, number 4, 1st of April, 2019.